I'm Robert, definitely alcoholic.
Hi, Robert.
My sobriety date is September 5th, 2013. I just got over a year now, and I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, I'll tell you that. I got to have cards, man. I'm really bad. Let me see. Oh, okay. I came from a family of, I have two brothers. brother and a sister. It's going to be a dad. My father was an alcoholic, but he did not... have it as good as we do now. He was sent to warn, and I only seen him drunk one time in my life, and I thought he was going to throw my mother off. We had a porch on our second story porch, and I thought he was going to throw her off, scared the hell out of me. Well, anyways, after that, I never seen my father for years while he was committed to warn. So my brother and sister do not, I mean, they're, you know, social drinkers. And he was the only, my mother was very much against drinking. My family was my brother and sister are a lot older. My mother had me when she was 45, and my brother and sister, I was like the youngest one at home, because my brother and sister are gone almost all the time I was brought up, and I was really spoiled. I was spoiled pretty bad. I got to tell you, I'm going to start. This is going to be a while here. I started my schooling. I was a teacher's nightmare. I'm not lying. Yeah, I was really bad. I went to St. Mary's in the beginning, and believe me, I got, I kind of had the feeling that God was a punishing God, because I was really punished there. In second grade, I had a sister, Sister Augusta, and she was built like a linebacker. And I'll tell you what, she... when you did wrong, she got that 1-inch yardstick, and you put your fingers out, your fist out, and she whacked you on it. You knew you did wrong. And, then I went to Marshall School, which is on 12th in town. I lived I was born in Erie, and I lived in Erie most of my life, right in the center of town, pretty near. I went to Marshall School, then I went to East High, and I was not the best student in the world. I was really bad. East High, seventh grade, not many people can say this, I got paddled by the mayor of Erie. He wasn't the mayor then. Okay. Williamson he was the principal of East, and I got paddled while he became the mayor of Erie. And I was whatever. Well, anyways, I start shaping up when I got in about ninth grade. And I start, well, like I said, my father was in Warren most of the time. My mother was deaf, and she was a pretty short lady. She was only like 5'11". And I had really, I could do anything I wanted. I really could. I mean, I would, it was just unbelievable. I mean, we had an apartment house on 12th between French and Holland. And in the front of the apartment house, there was a restaurant. Well, I could eat there anytime I wanted. You know, I was allowed there. I could do it. And I was very, not too much discipline. So that's probably why I was pretty nasty in school. Well, anyways, I'm going to jump around here. I don't know. I start in ninth grade. I really start buckling down. I start studying for once. And how I graduated, I don't know. But I met my wife in 11th grade or and at East High, and we started going together. And that probably helped me get through the graduation. I'm not saying it did it, but it did help. But I don't know how I graduated. But lucky I did start buckling down studying. Well, I did say I have two sons. I have two boys, yeah. And I hope.
He had two brothers and one of them sisters.
Two brothers, yeah. I started drinking at the age of 23. I went to my best friend's wedding and was best man, and I started drinking. And I had a lot of chances to drink, but I had no desire to drink at all. When I was a kid, my buddies would ask me all the time to go drinking, and I just never. And I used to go to camp with my brother-in-law up to Sheffield all the time, and they would always be drinking. Of course, I was pretty young then, and I had no desire to drink at all. As a matter of fact, I think I tasted whiskey one time, and I thought, oh my God, how does anybody ever drink that? And so that was probably why at the age of, I didn't drink to the age of 23. In the beginning there, I was all right. I drank maybe once a week. And I was a real wimp drinker. I couldn't drink whiskey. I didn't even like beer. I had to drink like a Miller light beer. The lightest beer, any beer tasted, any heavy beer, I just couldn't take the taste of it. So I stayed a beer drinker almost all my life. And it was usually Miller or some real light beery taste. But when I got to the probably late 20s, early 30s, I started drinking more than once a week, twice a week. Over the years, it gradually got worse. You know, I was starting to drink probably 4 to 5 times a week, you know. I received my first DUI, my only DUI, at the age of 36. Went through ARD program, but still continue to drink. there was another thing I had. Oh, this will be later. A couple times. That time I got the, I ran in the back in the end of a car when I got that UI. Whoops. And there were several times. One time I got in a little fender bender on 18th Street. I can't believe it, but I told them I gotta go to the bathroom. I went in and I went into their bathroom and opened their cabinet and put some of their to take the smell away. That's scary. Well, anyways, I didn't get anything for that, but that's scary. What did I have? A mouthwash, some kind of mouthwash I drink. somebody's. Another time I scared the really hell out of me. I found myself, I was blacked out. I woke up in somebody's house. I woke up and there's a ring tree next to the bed. What the hell is this? You know, I'm thinking, where the hell am I? You know, I get up and there ain't nobody around, nobody's home. Oh, shit. So I walk out the door and it's broke in. Oh, man, what the hell's going on here? Well, anyways, I go out. I don't even know where the hell I'm at. I don't even know where my car's at. I know I went out with one of my best buddies that night, you know, and I don't know how we got separated and whatever. And I just start walking towards Erie. I was out northeast. I just start walking towards Erie, and I figure, I'll get home sooner or later. And I was going through northeast. I found my car. It was on the street. There was my car. Now I had my keys and everything. I'll never know. But I found my car, and that scared the living hell out of me. I'll tell you. A bad mistake. I told my wife about it. Worse. But after that happened, I never drank for over a year because I was scared. Really, that was really scary to me. I hardly ever blacked out that I know of. I might have. Sometimes I guess you might black out and not know it. I don't know. But that's the only time I ever woke up in somebody else's house. And I did. One time I wrecked my car. And I was drinking. Well, I took it to the place to get fixed, and they were fixing it. And I needed a car for a weekend, and I said, "Car isn't done. You mind if I use mine for the weekend?" He says, "Sure, sure." Did I not wreck the car again? That car ain't even fixed, and I wreck it again. Oh my God! I mean, unbelievable. And very embarrassing. Well, over the years, I got worse. I start drinking probably four to five times a week. But I really, I would get whiskey or if I drank anything hard, I would really get a bad hangover. I mean, unbelievable. And so that probably cut my drinking down somewhat, you know. And it did, because these hangovers, I couldn't take them. They were really bad. And for a while, I was getting migraines there, which I thought maybe had some sort of drink. But I mean, well, anyways, I got that DUI, and I was about the age of 36. Went through the program. Okay, graduated. Now, see, my old wife, this has got to be fairly true, my wife wrote. Because I would definitely put lies on. Got bad enough that I had to go to, I mean, my wife was really getting on me, and so I went to alcohol counseling, and they suggested that I go to Glen Bay. So I did. I think I was there for 2 weeks, but I started getting a little worried then, you know. I thought, oh boy, I'm really a so I did what they suggested, you know. I did the 90 and 90. I did got a sponsor, Jim Graham, if anybody knows him. Sarge. Great guy. Worked with his son at Snap Tight. Well, he died. And I stopped going to meetings, you know. Plus, you know, when I was in the program, I really wasn't giving back, you know. That's not a good thing to do. I don't know. I'm a pretty shy person. I don't know what it was, but I was. And I stopped going to meetings. I was good for a while, and then I retired work. I had my house paid off, and I had my car paid off, and I was really, I couldn't get my pension unless I retired. And with my pension and my Social Security, and I was probably not making much of work, you know, I was hardly making, I don't know if I was, yeah, I was making probably some, but $2 an hour, I just didn't feel like working. So I decided to retire. I was good for a while, and, you know, and I thought, started thinking about it, and, you know, hey, I got a pretty good year, and I, you know, maybe I'm not an alcoholic. Oh, come on, what the hell. Now I'm, you know, retired, I'm 65. Should know a little bit of something, but I don't. So, I don't know, I was probably 66, 66 and a half. I start going back out, start drinking again. And, not a good situation. My wife is not too happy about it. And, you know, and with any kind of time you start drinking, and you know, the lies start. And I, you know, I had booze at home. I had my kids' booze, Christmas booze at home, and I never ever touched it. Well, when I got tired, and like I was 66, I started sipping on that stuff. That probably started me on. And I started going out. And I was all right for a while. Then I met a fishing guy. goofy, and I was staying out. Some nights I would be staying out. And I don't, you know, I'm, Christ, I shouldn't be doing this at all. Here I'm 65 years old, 66, whatever. I'm in a bar. I think, wow, I can't, I don't know what the hell's going on here. So I did say I was sober for 6 years. Oh, when I got out of Glen Bay, I got out, I'm going all over the place. I got a sponsor. I got a home group. I did the 90 and 90, and I got real serious about getting sober. Like I say, I was doing good. My wife was always said, "Boy, you're unbelievable now. You're way different than you were," which I was, you know. Everything's going great. 6 years I stayed sober. Well, like I say, I must have said that. Then I retired, and you know, I went back out, and shit started hitting the fan again. I started going back to meetings, and I definitely got another sponsor, Buzz Green, which is a great guy, and that's probably why I got a year in. Plus, I got my tie on. Now, I'll tell you what, though, in the years that I was drinking, my family went through some hell, you know. My kids played sports. My wife played sports. She was a catcher for St. Vincent's for years. Kids played sports, and I was very seldom at their games and my wife's games. I mean, I was at some of them, but not like I should have been. I should have been there all the time, and I wasn't. Come home drunk sometimes. I would wake the family up and say, what's going on here, you know, yelling, bitching about something. I mean, wake the family up, come home drunk at 11, 12 at night or something. Get a grip, wow. That was crazy stuff, you know. Missing my wife's games, lying all the time. That was not good. What else? And I don't know how my wife ever put up with it. I'm really so lucky. It's unbelievable. But, you know, that's the reason I went to Glen Bay. And I mean, it was going to be out the door me or out the door her for sure. If I didn't do something, you know. And I've been married too many years to have that happen. If I can go back now, you know, my family was, in my family, it was hard love. I mean, there was no... I love you and hugs and this and that. You were loved and you knew you were loved, but you were never told. You know, you just knew it. Like I said, I was spoiled really rotten when I was a kid. I got electric trains, I got a swim bike, and I had everything I wanted. But I forgot to mention one thing. I was a good kid in the beginning, but I don't know. I hung out with the wrong group at one time, and I got into trouble. And this was when I was about 13 or 14. We were stealing stuff off the peninsula, out of cars and stuff. And, you know, whatever. Well, anyways, I got caught. Or I didn't get caught, but somebody in the group got caught. Wheeled on where I was going. And anyways, that was the first time I ever heard my mother cry. I mean, really cry, you know. And after that, I don't think I ever stole again. And I really started getting honest jobs, you know. I started sticking pins for 4 years, and I was an upholsterer for a while before I got my job that I retired at. But I was really a bad kid. I mean, and I always believed in God, but. You know, like I said, at one time it was a punishing God, and that has really changed now. My higher power, and that's another thing. When I was through a lot of that time in that 6 years, I wasn't really praying much. And plus, I wasn't giving back, you know, and that probably really helps stuff that would keep me in, I wasn't doing, you know, and bad thing. I am lost for this. Not a speaker, you know.
Okay.
Oh, you know, when I first got that, I hate to go back, but this is something significant. I mean, that I think is. I got a DUI, right? I hit a back of a car, I got a DUI. Don't I tell my wife? I said, go back up there and tell them I really don't drink much. I was serious, too. Go back up to the police station and tell them I don't drink so much. Like, you know, they're going to believe her. Wow. That's crazy. But, you know, nowadays, I don't have to... fly anymore, you know. I don't have to worry about my drive, you know. And that was especially when you have one DUI, you sure don't want to get another one. And the lying, and plus another thing. This is not funny. I don't have to be afraid to come home anymore. Now, how about that? I don't have to be afraid. Because I'll tell you what, my wife waited up till I come home. And if I was drinking, I was running from it. If I was drinking, I was running to the bedroom to lock the door. That's a fact, brother. I mean, that was the last, you know, this last episode. And if I was drinking, I was running. That's scary. But, you know, no more lies. You know, I don't have to lie about anything anymore, you know. What the hell, I'm retired. I fish anytime I want. I do yard work when I want. anything, you know. I fish all the time. I hunt a lot. What the hell do I have the reason to drink? You know, that's scary. Here I am, 66 in a bar, drinking. How was that? I don't know. I just don't get it. You know, but you know, I was thinking, why did I do that? Well, you know, I thought too many things were good. You know, I had my house paid off, I had my car paid off, and you know, geez. Maybe I ain't really enough for Hollywood. What the hell is that? I don't know where these things come in, and who knows, but I'll tell you what. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I know what I am now. And I'll tell you what, ain't ever going back. Ever going back. That's a fact there, brother. I don't need to run to my room anymore, you know? I don't need to lie anymore. And, hey, all you people in here helped out. I'll tell you what, yeah, I see it. Everybody's so nice. It's unbelievable. My sponsor, he's great. I mean, I think he's had a little experience in it, too, you know.
Yeah.
Not a little, either. Glad I really got him. Now, though, as my sponsor says, I always thank my higher power at the end of the day and ask for help anytime I do need it in the day. My memory is really, that's where I got these cards, bad. I'll tell you how bad it is. When I was in the program for the 6 years, I made coffee for 2 years. My wife says, you remember making coffee? She says, no. I never even remembered making it until she brought it up. For 2 years, I made coffee. So I don't want to say my memory's bad, but it's not good. That's why I got to have these cards. There's probably a lot of stuff I have missed, but I'll tell you what. It's really, it's tough to do. It's tough to do, come back in and reintroduce, you know, especially when you had a few years in there, any time in. But I tell you, it's well worth it. It's well worth it if you can stick to it, you know, and, you know, and there's a learning thing in there, you know. I know now that I'm no ifs, ands, or buts, no way. And believe me, I don't want to say that again, but I don't think I'll ever drink again. But proof's in the pudding, I guess. We keep coming back. What?
Not today.
Yeah, there you go. Not today. That's a good one. That's a fact. And, you know, and stuff's so much easier now. I mean, it just is, you know. I mean, it's hard to believe. Hard to believe. You know, I don't know. All I got is I'm glad I got that much time. I mean, you know, I'm not a talker. What can I say? Hey, that's all I got. And thank you all for being here.